Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Terry Poole. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Heap. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luis Pujols. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Niekro. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Joe Niekro. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mookie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. And now, play ball. Terry Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball four. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight takes first base on ball four. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mookie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Pujols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pujols strikes out. Two outs. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Terry Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0 for 1 in the game. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks juggles the ball. That's an error on Brooks. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges fires to first and picks off Knight. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Heap settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Astros. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Luis Pujols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pujols is 0-for-1 in the game. Pujols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Niekro hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heap scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Backman for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-2 in the game. Poole takes first base on ball 4. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds bunts towards third. Brooks picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brooks. Poole moves to third. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Poole scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 2-0, Astros. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heap takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to third. Knight moves to second. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Knight scores. Heap moves to second. It's 4-0, Astros. Pete Falcone now pitching. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Pujols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pujols is 0-for-2 in the game. Pujols hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentine strikes out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niekro hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Rajcik pinch hits for Pete Falcone. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Verizer moves to second. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Verizer moves to third. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik strikes out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verizer scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Astros. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Backman moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Swan now pitching. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Knight hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Astros. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 3 in the game. Cruz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heap hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Denny Walling now playing first base. Scott Lokes now playing center field. Tony Scott now playing left field. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Pujols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pujols is 0 for 3 in the game. Pujols bunts towards the mound. Swan fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. One out. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Niekro strikes out. Two outs. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Craig Swan. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tom Houseman now pitching. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Astros. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.